as you say, it's a big role. It's going to be a very time-consuming role, and it's going to be pressure to deliver results like there is in terms of all roles within football clubs, but it's a role that I'm relishing, I'm looking forward to, and can't wait to get started.
Obviously, I know yourself and Marty have started your own wee academy. It's just sort of bringing that on now to a bigger scale, I suppose.
Well, you know, our academy was started to firstly create better football players and give them more contact time with a ball. You know, we have them on 3 days a week for 2 hours a day, which is great. You know, it's gone really well. Secondly, they also give young fellas a chance to progress as people too, because I found with football, it always gave me a great discipline in life, and it always gave me a great focus that it helped me in a way of maybe knocking down the wrong path, you know, which is important also. And if we can help, as we first and foremost, we want to create football players. But if that doesn't happen, it also gives the young fellas a discipline to go on and do whatever they've done. And that's what we try and get them to focus on also, because we can't create 80 footballers, 100 footballers, you know, it just doesn't happen. There's only so many that will come through and make it as a footballer. The results and the percentages will show you that over the years. But what we can try and do is increase them. And that's what I'll be trying to do coming into Derry. Get the percentage of players coming through the academy and into the first team higher than what it is at the moment.
Obviously, over the years, the amount of players have come through and went on then the international, counting yourself, James, everybody sort of come through that sort of pathway. So the foundation's there. It's just trying to, as you say, build it now.
Well, it's continuing it. And if it starts to stop, then you have to ask why, and you have to fix it, and you have to create an environment here where you are better than what anyone else is, on a par with the other academies around here and further afield. You know, I see the work Shamrock Rovers are doing with theirs, you know, Damien Duff and the other coaches down there are putting a lot of time and effort in, because, you know, the young players are the future of the club. You know, they can't be neglected. They have to be given everything that keeps them at a level with the other clubs. You know, the way we travel, what we eat before matches, the way we look is important, your image. So all that, well, I'll be making sure that it's up to a standard that I would want myself and what Derry City deserve.
Derry City came calling. There weren't much thoughts of, like, what I have to do here. You were more than delighted to come back.
Aye, without a shadow of a doubt. The role too was a big draw to me, because it's something I feel very passionately about in terms of developing young adults, young children, and giving them the platform is hopefully to go on and be professional footballers. But as I touched on earlier, if they don't, then it'll give them a bit of discipline and a platform and experience to go on whatever career they choose. It'll give them that discipline to go on and be successful.
Obviously, you're playing at Harps this year. Is it a case of see what happens, or is it the boots been hung up?
No, I will be retiring at the end of the year. It's a decision I made a few weeks ago. I feel it's only fair to both clubs that I give all my energy between now and the end of the year to Harps in terms of trying to get promoted, and then come October to here, Derry City, where my role will be very much a full-time role, and creating that environment that I keep going on about us being the best place for young players to come and develop.
And obviously Harps are well in there for promotion. That's be a nice way to finish off at Harps.
It would be great, you know, on a personal level and for the club. It's a club that I've grown very fond of the last couple of years. You know a lot of people there yourself, good people. And it would be a great way to finish the season.